This would be the Big Dumb Show. Hey, what are you doing? My name's Gonzo. That's Don Stuck. Nicole's over here on the news desk this morning, and I just want to say something about that that Cedar song, Remedy.
Yep.
We play that video on the Rock Block on the afternoon,
right?
You know, on IMC, yeah. Indies Music Channel. And let me tell you what: when it comes to making a rock video, I think everybody knows there's certain elements that you have to have. And I just want to take a moment. These guys, Don, they may be a contender for your Big Dumb Show Medal of Honor idea that you had.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they got?
Well, the Medal of Honor, basically, is it would be something that we, as the show, would award to somebody who's gone above and beyond the call of duty.
It's like the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's the highest award given
right.
to a civilian.
Yeah, it's just like the Congressional Medal
of
Honor.
Oh, it's
just like,
better than that.
Oh, far better.
Mm-hmm. Better than that.
Uh-huh.
Better than that stupid thing. So, yeah.
These guys have gone above and beyond the call of duty in terms of making their video.
Yeah.
They got a scary monster.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, like, a fiery pit of hell.
Okay.
Right? They've got that. They've got a grandma in a space helmet and a dominatrix outfit.
I think I've seen that.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what video you speak of.
Uh-huh.
Yes. See? Have you even seen the video, Don?
No, they don't play videos in New Palestine.
Yeah, but you announce videos on TV.
I know, we're kind of in the middle of things when that happens. So
what else has it got, Gonzo?
I get rap videos out in New Pal.
Oh, you get that?
Yeah. We don't get any videos, you know, that we're playing, but we get all the rap videos.
Sure.
Yeah.
So have you made any progress on getting those Medals of Honor put together?
Yeah, I got a guy that doesn't own the place, but is pretty sure the guy that does own the place, who isn't in town, is going to be into this because he likes the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we can get him done, like, for free?
Free.
I like that. Well, he's going to get one of those medals.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we'll give him the first one.
Congratulations to Seether for work well done. On the video for Remedy, because it's got, you know, everything you need. I think, oh, it's got a midget. It does have a midget.
It does.
Very important, yeah.
This song is gonna make a great video.
Oh, yeah.
Big Dumb Show! Big Dumb Show, everybody. Indy's number one morning alternative, 317-239-X103, your airtime free, #1033 on a singular wireless. It is a Kiss My Ass Friday!
That's right!
Good morning, how you go?
I go good, how you go?
Pretty good, what's up?
Hey, tell Stuck that he's a terrorist and he can kiss my ass.
You're a damn terrorist, you go to hell, you damn bastard!
Later.
Wow.
Oh, later. Okay,
bye.
See you later,
thanks.
Osama.
Have a nice day.
Thanks for calling.
Good morning. This is the Big Dumb Show! my name is Gonzo. That's Don Stuck right there. And there's our all-new leather-bound news desk.
Kind of feel like the grandma in the Cedar video.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
In the dominatrix news desk?
Yeah. All I need is an astronaut helmet.
Yeah.
That'd be
pretty hot. Yeah, she's a little hotter looking than the grandma in the Cedar video. But I'll tell you what, a chick in an astronaut helmet?
You keep talking about her. She sounds like... She's getting you hot.
I don't know. Something about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I can't wait to get you out of that suit.
Stand by for docking. Over.
Stand by for orgasm. 4, 3, 2,
the Earth moved. Over.
That reminds me of a time in an earthquake. Yeah, well, never mind.
What?
Ooh.
You were doing it during an earthquake?
Well, it happened while I was doing it, and I, you know, you can't just strip down and say, okay, there's an earthquake, let's go.
Let's have sex immediately.
Yeah, hurry, hurry, hurry.
You lived in California for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it was
wow.
It was with my first.
Really?
Yeah.
The Earth moved?
The Earth moved.
I'm so glad my parents don't live in this state.
So where's that guy now?
I don't know. You know what? I think he works for the Boy Scouts. I'm not kidding.
Scoutmaster.
Yeah.
He's like a full-on Republican, and he wants to mold and shape the future of America's youth and
American
the Boy Scouts.
Boys.
He's in the closet.
Yeah.
He'll be hit by lightning any day now.
Size are his shoes.
And it's a Kiss My Ass Friday here at the Big Dumb Show. 317-239-X103. Airtime free. #1033 on the singular wireless. Good morning. How you go?
Yeah, to the Colts player who ran into and injured Brandon Stokely, kiss my ass.
Yeah.
No kidding, man.
There it is.
There's a guy.
Morning. Welcome to it. It's Indy's number one morning alternative, The Big Dumb Show. My name is Gonzo Gregg. So by right, three-time award-winning broadcaster, senior traffic correspondent, giant pumpkin grower.
Applauding
that's
for
right.
himself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, guy who applauds for himself.
Growing giant pumpkins. You ought to see those things, man.
That's Don Stuck over there.
Caution, giant orange beach ball zone.
Yeah, now in the all-new Don Stuck Disco Traffic Center.
Yeah, I like that ball.
That's a good look.
Trying to find some replacement mirrors.
Uh-huh.
Lost a few.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
You can get those at the hobby store. You'll fit right in there.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Hobby Lobby all the time.
Go get your craft supplies.
Yeah.
You know?
Go in there and get some finger paints.
Uh-huh. I need a new wall sconce.
I need
scrapbooking material.
Oh, yeah. Do some scrapbooking. Yeah. And on our brand new leather and spiked news desk. Nicole, lead singer from the Three Chord Orchestra, is with us this morning as well. You can join the program 317-239-X103 or airtime free 1033 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
I go good. How you go?
I go good. What's up?
So, Nicole, why don't you tell us more about how you were doing it?
Well, I was on top.
Wow.
And
first time you were on top?
No.
No? Oh.
But,
it was in high school, so. I was on top, and the earth moved.
Right.
And we both stopped,
mm-hmm.
or I guess more accurately, I stopped.
And you ran through a doorway or interior closet.
Right, exactly.
No, that did not happen.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Well, Discovery's not going to... Will you stop that?
What?
Leave that music off. We do have Jenna Jameson news coming up later.
Oh, yeah.
And you can save it for that.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Discovery is not going to undergo another repair.
What, it's okay?
Well, okay enough for them to land, I guess.
I find that hard. Oh, so they're like on the donut is basically what they're saying.
Yeah,
they're coming in on the donut.
NASA's saying it'll be riskier to go out there and fix that thermal blanket thing than to...
Just drive that thing in.
Leave it be and try and land it.
Light it up and see how it goes.
That's right.
Yeah, the NASA guy was flipping around. He was on TV the other day, I guess.
A few of the strands of the quilting have come undone, but by and large, the blanket is intact.
Quilting. They got like grandma's afghan wrapped around the space shuttle up there.
You need to make a new one.
You may want to go ahead and watch this shuttle landing because there's not going to be another one for a while.
Yeah.
This is going to be all the shuttle news you get for a while.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brad, Angelina, and Jen news.
Ooh,
man, if he could put that together, I'd kind of be on board with him. Both of them.
Where'd that
I remember early on in their relationship, they were saying something about Jen could sleep with Steven Tyler if Brad could sleep with somebody else. I forgot who.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
You get one free and clear.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess Angelina wasn't on that list.
I guess she wasn't, nominated.
Anyway.
It wasn't official. He should have put it on the list official and then been okay.
If it's official and you get it notarized, you always get your, one free pass.
You stick it in the prenup?
Right.
Right.
If the situation should arise, Angelina Jolie? Okay.
Brad and Angelina were recently spotted at a very posh setting at an IHOP in Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Right on.
Oh, yeah.
IHOP rocks.
Yeah.
You with a guy like him, I bet they don't even look at the prices at IHOP. Just order what they want.
Oh, yeah, they go
right
for the fresh and fruity Rudy Tooty.
Recently in Vanity Fair, Jen was quoted ragging on Brad's hair, saying something to the effect of Billy Idol called and he wants his hair back.
They're not even trying to hide it anymore, are they? I mean,
they're not admitting anything.
Yeah.
They're like, we're really good friends.
Right.
We have deep affection for each other.
Deep, pounding, thrusting affection for each other.
Not with my wife anymore. Now I'm with her all the time, but we're not doing anything.
Right. Yeah.
And I guess Jen's still crying over the breakup because what would have been the 5th anniversary, she was in tears and called up actually Brad's mom. To comfort her.
Oh, God.
And I think that it would appear that Brad's mom is on Jen's side because she drove 300 miles just to comfort poor Aniston.
You know what? A mom if she's got her choice, she's probably going to like the Jennifer more than the Angelina.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I keep a vial of your son's blood around my neck, you know? And,
yes, so. List of Hollywood actresses most likely to be brought home to mother, I don't imagine, usually include Angelina Jolie.
You bring her home to your dad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Good job, son.
An 80-year-old woman who has a unique ability... is trying to get herself to England because she wants to compete in the classic gaming competition that they have there.
Oh, gaming?
She, like classic video games.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
She used to be the world reigning Q-bert champion.
Oh, I've heard about this broad.
Q-bert?
Yeah.
She's from Florida.
Right.
And so, you know, Q-bert, what didn't that come out? Like 20 years ago?
80, early 80s.
Yeah, Q-bert's a little guy with the plunger on his face.
Right. So
and one big nose.
Big nose and
so
80.
She had to have been like early or late 50s, early 60s
right.
when she first got introduced to it.
Right. And then some punk kid came along and beat her record.
I don't know the details
I think
of that.
So. Yeah, some guy. And she's like, you know what? This is bull.
I've had enough
I
of this.
I am going to get back in it.
I love the fact that she learned it. At a Chuck E. Cheese.
At Chuck E. Cheese, yeah.
And she learned it because her husband had just recently died.
And she had nothing to do. Right.
And her daughter introduced her to it, and she says that it's all her daughter's fault.
Chuck E. Cheese is great. I'm not a big fan of their show. But
right.
I tell you what, if
right.
you go there and get a pitcher of beer, after a while, you're singing along with those guys.
Yeah, they're singing along with the guys.
Yeah.
I think
know.
The last time I was at a Chuck E. Cheese was when I could not drink. So it's been,
oh.
I don't know, it's been
yeah.
quite a while. So I need to experience this.
No, I used to be a movie theater manager before I got into my broadcasting career.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It was located right next to the Chuck E. Cheese.
Awesome.
So we put,
over next
we put the movie on. It was just a one-screen theater.
Yeah.
So we put the movie on. Everybody's in there. Everybody take off, go next door to the Chuck E. Cheese, get about 12 pitchers of beer.
Pound one down real quick.
Get a 3-hour movie. We were over there for, oh, crap, we got to get back.
Wow. Man, that's a great deal.
Come back singing happy birthday.
Too bad they didn't have a carryout license there.
It's pretty strong. Pizza's not very good. But,
sucks.
You don't care after a while.
Sounds like this chick's husband was holding her back. She died, and then she's a world champion.
Now she's a Q-bert master.
Yeah, she's going for it again. Huh?
She sucks at Defender, though, I bet.
Defender rocks. Donkey Kong rocks.
This is the Big Dumb Show. Not so good at the Big Dumb Show. All right, here we go. Big Dumb Show, everybody. Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, and Nicole's on the news desk this morning. And the number to call is 317-239-X103. Airtime free, pound 1033 on the singular wireless here. Kiss My Ass Friday! I can't believe it. I, you know what? If I thought that I was actually going to live to see Friday, I might not have had so much to drink on Monday.
There might be another one next week.
Big Dumb
Better
Show.
Better pace yourself.
How you go? Big Dumb Show. How you go?
Hey, I go all right. I do like to give a big kiss. My ass is stuck in a butt, a flaming homo. Holy...
I like that name.
Wow, we need T-shirts.
Yeah. I mean, only a guy who is has a chick that's talking about getting laid is going to ask the shoe size of the guy that.
He's intimidated.
What we're talking about. Here.
I mean, I would spring to your defense ordinarily here, Don, but this man does have a valid point.
This guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He's calling from the Plainfield rest stop, and that's a very nice reception you're getting from the bathroom there, sir. Do I hear some George Michael playing in the background?
We're actually getting ready to rename the Plainfield rest stop the Don Stuck Memorial rest stop.
I'm going out there for a photo shoot.
We could get a
sign. I don't
want
you standing next to me at the urinal trying to meet gays.
Gonzo Greg and the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show. Good morning. My name's Gonzo. That's Don Stuck. Nicole from the Three Chord Orchestra on the news desk. 317-239-X103, airtime free, pound 1033 on the singular wireless. Hey, how you go?
Yeah, okay, so I was watching the NXS show the other day, right?
Okay, the Rockstar NXS?
Yeah, I mean, it should just be called, watch this show if you want to see Brooke Burke.
Right.
But
it's the only thing
okay,
it's for.
I think NXS is gay because the chick they voted off was hotter than any of the other chicks on there.
Right.
And then the episode before that on Monday, because, you know, there's like 2 a week or whatever, they were trying to pick what songs they were going to sing, and they're all calling themselves rock stars and blah, blah, blah. And one of the songs was Everlong by the Foo Fighters, and they were like, like, what song is this? I don't know this song.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Like, idiot. And I'm like,
moron.
Typical amazing rock songs of the 90s, and you don't even know it. You're going to call yourself a rock star.
I'm a rock star. Yes! Yeah!
There you go.
All right, well said. And by the way, Dave Navarro, your street cred is now 100%.
He can kiss my ass, too.
Sounds like you've taped every episode.
Big Dumb Show.
It's hard. On the web at bigdumbshow.com.
This is the Big Dumb Show. My name is Gonzo Greg. What?
Nothing.
What?
Not a thing, G-Man.
Okay.
Morning.
That's the kind of behavior that's expected from a sidekick right there.
Morning, G-Man.
I want continuous ass-kissing.
Sounding good today.
That's what you're paid for.
You're sounding great today.
Uh-huh.
Looking good, too.
Thanks.
Sure.
Now, I'll say something like, hi. Hey. How about them Colts?
How about NASCAR?
Oh, yeah,
NASCAR,
that's right.
Brickyard. Man, I got Dale Jarrett and Ricky Rudd and Tony Stewart.
Uh-huh.
Ricky Rudd and Mark Martin and Rusty Wallace and
see?
Jimmy Johnson and Greg Biffle. And
don't forget Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Junior.
I've been assimilated.
That's Bobby Labonte and Rusty Wallace. And
Nicole here with last
shut
night.
Shut up for a second.
You see,
yes,
you gotta get a sidekick like him so you can never speak. You know, just say, hi, what are you doing?
Daggone. A sure sign that I've been assimilated into Indiana culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Broad Ripple last night, and this guy with very modern-looking, spiky, blonde, frosted tips.
He
that's what it was.
He had
frosted
kind of
tips.
The frosted hair. Before you go any further with the story,
yes.
I have received flack for my hairstyle. At times.
This one looked very remarkably close to something you'd had before.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Frosted tips.
Yeah, so just keep that in mind as Nicole continues with the rest of this celebrity sighting.
I recognize Brandon Bernstein.
That's
walking.
Right.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Walking around through Broderville.
Kind of sad because he was walking by himself.
All by himself. Nobody cares about the drag racing guy, you know. All the hot Budweiser chicks are already, you know, hanging around, over by the Vogue or whatever.
Oh, Dale Jr.
Yeah, Brandon's Jr.
And you didn't even know who he was.
No.
You're looking at me like, how do you know that?
I'm like, who's that homo?
Is that Don the Snake?
You're the drag racing fan. You should know that because he's the son of the
Kenny Bernstein.
What is it?
Yeah.
The
Budweiser King, Top Fuel dragster.
Right.
All right.
There you go.
Dale Jarrett, Tony Stewart, and Rick.
Oh, there he goes again.
I don't watch CNN that much or those shows, talk shows like Crossfire, those types of shows, but I wish I had because...
The fighting shows?
Yeah, the fighting shows, exactly. There's a show that Robert Novak is on, and he's the Republican dude.
Now, he's that creepy, he's old, creepy, and looks like a vampire.
He does a little bit.
Yes, yeah. So it's him, and then the Democratic dude is James Carville.
Okay.
And
James Carville's great. Whatever he's saying doesn't matter.
Right.
I think Wallace, Tony Stewart.
I think Billy Bob Thornton's character in Primary Colors was based on
kind
George Carville's
kind of
character.
Like that,
Anyway, so I guess Novak is somehow involved in the whole Rove and CIA operative incident going
on. Like he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, he gets a little cranky if it gets brought up.
Well, they got into a tiff between them. You know, Carville was just riding him and making jokes, and Novak didn't like that, and he said something he shouldn't say on TV.
Just
let me finish what I'm going to say, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but you have to
see. He's got a show these right wingers and he's got a backbone. You know, that's right. The whole editorial page is watching you. Show him you're tough.
Well, I think that's bull.
He's walking off.
He's walking off.
Come back.
Hang on.
And, stormed off the set.
He's now suspended indefinitely.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow. Well done. We're going to have to storm off the set of our of the Rock Block sometime, don't
we? I told you, I can't wait to do it.
All right.
I can't wait. I'm going to storm off the set.
I mean, if these clowns, when do we talk about the CNN in, you know, these talk shows on this show. Never.
No.
You got to storm off the set to get any attention.
Got to get something done, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner looks like he's got a reality TV show going to be on E!
Really?
It's called The Girl Next Door, and it's a 8-part series. Just kind of follows him around and his 3 girlfriends.
Well, now this is a reality show, though.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, after all this time.
It says his 3 girlfriends, and I thought at one time he had more than that. He had like 4 or 5.
No, I think
probably
a lot. Well, I mean, he has primary ones, right?
Yes, he does.
Actual girlfriends.
Right.
Just.
I think you're right, though. I think he was up to 5 at one point.
Yeah, I think so. There was an entourage of 5 blondes that just followed him around.
Right.
But before that, he was married 8.5 years to playmate Kimberly Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
And basically says that he feels like during those 8.5 years, he was kind of out of the loop. And that he found out that there was a whole generation that had grown up and wanted him to come out and play. So
right.
He got divorced, and now he's got 5. Well, now he's got 3 girlfriends.
Got back on it.
Would you like the lineup of the girlfriends?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Sure. The first one we have is Holly Madison.
Okay.
She's 25, and she claims to be Hef's number one.
Real? Okay.
And she, she says, do I like him having other girlfriends? No, she says.
What?
I know I'm his number one girlfriend, but I think he needs to get rid of the extra girls.
Ooh.
So I guess there's a little bit of jealousy there.
No, see, that
she's falling down off a ladder now.
Yeah, that's going to mess up a ranking right there.
Well, yeah, I think you're right, because number 2 and number 3, they seem to me that they could outrank her easily.
Really? Do you have photographic evidence?
No, just they seem, if they're cool with it, and mm-hmm. and one of them has a master's degree,
wow.
is working on a second master's degree, why
right.
can't this one, you know, chill?
If you're with Hugh Hefner, wouldn't you have to be? Wouldn't that be the prerequisite?
Yeah.
It's Hugh frickin' Hefner.
Yeah, you'll have to be cool with it.
Yeah.
With what? With all of it.
Whatever
well,
it is.
The second and the third, get that.
Yeah.
Let's start with the mansion.
Okay.
What's this for? It's for orgies.
Right.
Okay. So our house is for orgies.
Yes.
All right,
okay,
man.
Fine.
So, yeah. And good news.
Yes.
I just have to, you're going to like this.
Okay.
It looks like there's going to be some new Playboy clubs opening, like in the era of the early
70s. It's about time.
Yeah.
You know what? When we went to that Playboy party over at the Vogue, last year now?
Yeah.
I was like, man, this is so cool. I wish that I had been old enough back when the Playboy clubs were around, because that was so swanky and hanging around, people drinking martinis and half-naked chicks running around.
Yeah. Damn. Body suit.
Yeah.
Las Vegas and China is where they're planning on opening.
Perfect.
I said China is very weird.
China. Who cares about China? Vegas. I was saying that night. I said, why do they? They got the Hard Rock Hotel, which is so wanting to be that kind of a thing. Why wouldn't they put it in Vegas? What's the holdup?
Yeah, I think they're getting a clue.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money to be made there.
I'm sure they'll have one in Indianapolis any minute. This is the Big Dumb Show, 317-239-X103. Airtime free. It's #1033 on the Singular Wireless and on the web at BigDumbShow.com.
The Big Dumb Show.
Hey, wait a minute.
This is the Big Dumb Show. It's Indy's fastest growing, most wildly popular and successful morning radio program ever. Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me.
No, I'm feeling that.
Hey, are you?
Oh, yeah.
317.
Yes, sir, G-Man.
239.
Got it.
X-103. Airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless.
I am reading you loud and clear.
Yeah. This is the Big Dumb Show. How you go?
I go great. It's Friday.
That's right. And you can kiss my ass!
No, I only got a set of...
Nicole, get in there.
Big Dumb Show.
Under the bridge there, Don. That's where all your buddies are.
It's down by the Bum Check Bridge. You're on Washington Street right before you get to College Avenue. That big bridge at 6570, the span.
It's not a bum check bridge.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. No. It's not.
About 60 yards long or so, and you get up underneath there and you blow that horn. And bum check! And they look out there and they go, hey!
He's got so much karmic debt coming his way.
I was just going to say, Nicole, that's the only reason I let him go on and on about this, because at one point...
You're waiting for the universe... Payback.
The universe is going to come around.
The brain cancer.
And then it will no longer be the bum check bridge.
What will it be?
It'll be Don Stuck's house.
That's where I live.
That's right.
No, I pay him back because I buy him food.
Uh-huh.
You know, I go to that White Castle over there around the corner. Hey, any of you bum
bums want any food? Are you bums hungry?
That's what our city needs, more flatulent bums.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good idea there, Don.
Maybe I'll get him some broccoli.
Now, who's a terrorist?
That's just me.
You want some raw broccoli?
In a crave case. 317-239-X103, airtime free. It's #1033 on the singular wireless. How you go?
Hey, kiss my ass!
You know what? Kiss my ass Friday, it's like Christmas.
It's the best.
You know, you look forward to it for such a long time.
You don't have to wait for a whole year.
Right, and when it finally shows up and you pick up the phone and some guy screams, kiss my ass at you, you feel...
Warm?
Warm and, yeah.
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy, yes. Very fuzzy. Tough show. Indy's number one morning alternative, the Big Dumb Show. Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, that's Nicole on the news desk, and you can be on the program too, 317-239-X103, airtime free, #1033 on the singular wireless. Coming up, your chance to get on the Miller Lite party deck tomorrow, qualification day at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's an entire deck built exclusively to party on.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, I'm partying! I'm at a party!
I have to sing with him.
Yeah. Hey, Don, just so you know, Nicole is looking over at me right now, giving me the can I kill him look.
I'm going to party all day on the deck.
He's really creepy.
It's got that cool outdoor carpet, too.
Yeah.
They call that AstroTurf, Don.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, if you want to party with us and the three-chord orchestra.
It's like putt-putt carpet.
Yeah. On the Miller Lite party deck.
You mean miniature golf?
Putt-putt.
Yeah, putt-putt golf or miniature golf, depending on.
It ain't the West Coast, man. It's putt-putt. Putt-putt carpet. Putt-putt carpet.
If you like to party, you want to make it sound cool, Don. Putt-putt doesn't make it sound cool.
No, it doesn't.
Putt-putt carpet.
It doesn't make it sound like alcoholic beverages.
Right. There's no windmill on the Miller Lite party deck.
I'm partying in the putt-putt.
We'll be checking your qualifications to join us tomorrow for qualification day out at the track. Looks like we're going to have good weather this time, so you can join us in the three-chord orchestra. If you're interested in being on the party deck with us and you are at least 21 years of age, 317-239-X103 or airtime. Time free, #1033 on the singular wireless. We will be checking credentials throughout the morning here at the Big Dumb Show. Hey, how you go?
I go fine. I got a great idea.
Okay.
I bet you all kiss my ass.
Big Dumb Show.
This would be the Big Dumb Show. Hello, hi, welcome to it. Thanks for your continued half-assed support in making us Indy's number one morning alternative. My name's Gonzo, that's Don. Nicole's on the news desk, and you can call us up, 317-239-X103. Airtime free, #1033 on the singular wireless. All right, hi, how you go?
Oh, I'd like to get on that party deck.
Oh, really? Now, what's your name there, Citizen?
Citizen Coop.
Citizen Coop?
You.
Now, tell us. What is it that elevates you to the level of being able to be with us on the Miller Lite party deck?
Well, nothing whatsoever.
Wow, so you're
like everybody else.
Like you're a complete and total loser.
Yeah, huh? Basically.
Perfect. You know what? You can go on the Weenus Light Rock party deck. Better place for you to hang out. This is the Big Dumb Show. Don, you mentioned this the other day when we were in here. You're talking about they think they found another planet.
Yeah.
You saw this too, Nicole, right?
Yeah, tenth planet.
It's like, so it's beyond Pluto?
They say it's bigger than Pluto, and so it is supposed to be a planet, because a lot of people say it's not a planet.
Right.
But a lot of people say that Pluto's not a planet either.
So if
Pluto's a planet, then this is a planet.
Then it's a planet?
That's what they say, but they haven't found it because it's not kind of in line with everything else. It's a little higher.
Like okay.
If all the planets are 90 degrees out from the sun, this one's at 45, so it's kind of in an odd place, but it's still in orbit.
So it's like the retarded planet.
It's kind of a little weird.
You know, they don't all orbit in the same plane. Don.
Yeah, I know, but it's not in the plane that they all do orbit.
My science book, it clearly shows them evenly lined up right across the middle of the page.
That's not how it works.
Well, they're not exactly even, but this one's so far out of even that the guys are saying
it's way out of whack.
Yeah, it's way out of whack.
It's like maybe it's got like an erratic orbit instead of an elliptical one.
It's like the Kenny of planets.
Yeah! Yeah, there you go.
And they were talking about naming it Xena.
I don't know. What
oh my
name.
God!
Yeah, they wanted a warrior sounding name.
When
yeah.
I read the story, they were keeping the name under wraps because it was
really?
Going to be so neat.
Oh.
Now I see why.
We've already got the greatest planet name of all time.
You
wow!
Promised a moon, but I preferred Uranus.
The legendary Red Peters, everybody.
So high in the sky.
Two times more.
It's dumb.
I'm so wasted.
It's funny.
Absolutely.
Big Dumb Show.
What happened to your queer party friends?
Big Dumb Show, everybody. Hiya. Hi, Gonzo's me. It's Don Stuck. Nicole's in here at the Dominatrix News Desk. It's got leather and spikes and...
I'll have to bring my whip in.
Cat and nine.
Next time.
Ooh.
What do you want? Got a cat's nine, got a crop.
Bring,
and,
oh, bring that riding crop.
Yeah, well, you funny. Know, I'm very proficient with a bullwhip.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Yes.
Where do you acquire that skill?
Don't ask.
Funny you should ask.
Oh, really?
You ever heard of the rodeo?
I know.
Well,
that
it was the person I learned it from did perform in rings, but it wasn't a rodeo.
Oh, really?
Circus.
Circus.
What?
And it wasn't the lion tamer. It was a clown.
Some clown?
Yeah. But he did learn it from the lion tamer.
Yeah. Oh, so
you... Yeah, I know how to do a roundhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do you...
There's one other one. I forget the name. But...
What else did this clown teach you?
Oh. He taught me about the big shoes.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God. Size 23.
It is true.
He was pretty tall. He had big feet. He had a big nose.
Oh, God. That's beyond creepy.
God. Okay, get in the car with these other big guys.
Well, good, I guess the good thing is if you're with a clown, you know, he's coming home late at night, there's no way he can sneak in.
Nope.
Those big shoes.
Is that you? No.
He had a really small car.
I'm so glad you said car. Driving all his clown friends around his little clown car.
Yeah. Pack them in.
317-239-X103. Airtime free pound 103.3 on the Singular Wireless. How long were you with the clown?
Well, I was friends with him. But it was just a one night thing.
One night whipping.
One night with a clown.
I can't talk about it.
Big Dumb Show.
Oh, sure. That was
you
a long time
lot
ago.
You don't
want to, you know, reveal any clown secrets. Big Dumb Show. How you go?
Man, I go ready for the party deck.
Okay. Now, here's a guy. See, this guy seems to know what he's doing. What's your name there, citizen?
Man, this is Dave.
Now, Dave, we need to review your party resume. Can you give us a few highlights, if you could, please?
All right, man. I've done some partying up at the College of Ball State in Muncie.
All right.
And okay,
so he's at the collegiate level.
Yes. I've done some partying up at the Hip Hugger there in Kokomo.
Oh, he's a veteran of the Hip Hugger. That's
yeah,
pretty.
That's where Ozzy was.
Right.
He was at the Hip Hugger.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Does some partying at... I did some partying in jail, too, man. You ever partied in jail?
Partied in jail.
Partied in jail.
Well,
you have,
now.
Homemade alcohol there?
Get out the hooch.
Yeah.
Did you sneak it in your bunghole?
Uh-oh. He didn't answer immediately. That's a yes.
Now, Big Dumb News.
He partied himself right into jail.
There's a new terrorist tape that's been released by the second-in-command of Al-Qaeda, and it embraces London suicide bombings and warned that Britain could face more destruction and death, blah, blah, blah. Like
so this is Osama's number two guy?
Yeah.
Osama.
It's like Dick Cheney.
Von Hausen.
I'm in Al-Zawari.
Bergen-Jiger.
Again, with these names I cannot pronounce. And also threatening the United States as well.
Oh, great.
Bush, I guess, has responded to this.
He's a little bit upset about it.
The Iraqis want to live in a free society. Zawahiri doesn't want them to live in a free society. And that's the clash of ideologies. Freedom versus tyranny.
Man, he sounds ticked. I'll tell you what, you interrupt the guy's 49th vacation,
he's
going to get a little upset.
Don't call me while I'm on vacation.
I got things to do. That's...
This is your president, George W. Bush, celebrating my 49th Crawford Ranch vacation.
Oh, good.
Now, I know I've spent nearly 20% of my presidency here on the ranch, but let's take a look at what has been accomplished. In 2001, I blasted over 400 stop signs with my shotgun on the highway. I call it tearing down the roadblocks of government bureaucracy. In 2002, I tipped over nearly 1,000 cows. I like to think of it as minimizing the beef between Washington's political factions. In 2003, I threw 40,000 rocks off a bridge at cars. I characterize that as slowing our fossil fuel consumption to promote a cleaner environment. And in 2005, I planned to set a barn on fire, destroying the political hay being made by the Democrats during my vacation. Now, if you'll excuse me, Laura and I are going to sit on top of a grain silo naked and howl at the moon. I ain't found a metaphor for that yet.
Yeah.
Interview concluded.
Oh, but Mr. President. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
Tommy Lee says that he has chosen alcohol over Pamela Anderson, and that's the reason why they broke up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, she couldn't handle him boozing it?
Well, I guess that her father was an alcoholic, so every time an ice cube would hit a glass, she would freak out.
Oh, sends her into convulsions.
Breath and deflate.
Tommy says, I didn't want to give up drinking because I believe I can have moderation in my life. I gave it up for a year, but I felt my fans would be disillusioned if they ever met their favorite rock star, and he was drinking Evian.
Yeah, nice slurpy, Tommy Lee.
Big gold buddy, all right. You're one of us, huh?
Yeah, but it's Jägermeister flavor. I believe we covered this topic fairly thoroughly when we were discussing Hugh Hefner a little while ago.
Almost identical situation for the breakup of a marriage.
Exactly. You're with Tommy Lee. You know what? Pay attention here.
Well, I mean, she's a moron. She gets married to him 3 days after meeting him in Cancun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hello, they had to have been drunk then.
You know what? They should just be together. I mean, she keeps denying that they're hanging out.
They are made for each other.
Yeah,
they are so screwed up in the head. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just...
You know what'll straighten out? We got so many problems in the world right now. We got this ridiculous war on whatever it is this week, and we got you know, terrorism and the depression and high fuel prices. The universe is not balanced properly because Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson are not together.
It's their American duty to be together.
Remember when they were together? Prosperous times.
Yes.
Budget surplus.
Yeah.
Things were great.
Yeah, we got a check from George Bush if we had kids.
Yeah.
I got a kid. Yeah, here.
Here you go.
$300.
Thanks. Yeah, but now they're apart. Times are bad.
They need to get together, have another kid so he can marry Paris Hilton's children and then just have this big, giant, prosperous world.
Man,
can you imagine?
Absolutely.
A nude man in Spencer, Iowa went to a sandwich shop with a... ski mask on, and that's it.
That's all he had on?
He didn't want a sandwich.
He didn't want... He didn't?
He didn't have a gun, and he didn't say anything.
I'm just here.
I'm here.
At 11 p.m. on a Wednesday night, Matthias Coot walked into a Subway shop, nude, in a ski mask, and...
He didn't even demand a sandwich?
No. Nope. Apparently everybody's looking around.
He didn't keep it cold in there for the meat, too, you know?
Sure. It doesn't say... Did he want a foot long or just a six-inch?
Just a six-inch.
I don't know.
Probably just a six-inch, yeah.
He's now resting comfortably in a hospital.
I'm sure he is.
With his little six-incher.
One of the witnesses says he wasn't armed, and I'm not sure what he would rob the store with anyway.
Right.
Oh, I think we know. Where's that Jared at? He's got a pretty mouth.
I'm here to meet Jared.
This is the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show.
It's hard.
On the web at bigdumbshow.com.
All right, here we go. Big Dumb Show, the only radio program that brings the rock in the morning. Thank you very much. Donald's me, that's Don Stuck. Nicole's on the news desk. You can call us 317-239-XM3, airtime free, pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
I go in a hatchback. How you go?
I go all right, Pinto Bob. What's going on?
Hey, I got a question for Nicole.
Of course you do. Mm-hmm. What's it this time?
Hey, well, since you know a clown biblically, when you squeeze his horn, do they go, hang
Yes, he does, Pinto Bob.
It sprays seltzer water.
Yeah.
Big Dumb Show.
It's big.
Two times more.
It's dumb.
I'm so worth it.
It's funny.
Absolutely.
The Big Dumb Show.
What happened to your queer party friends?
Good morning. Welcome to the Big Dumb Show. My name is Gonzo Gray. Will you be my friend?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. It's Don Stuck over there. Nicole is on the leather-bound dominatrix news desk. What?
Nothing.
Look, you're the one that has the weird clown fetish.
One time only.
Hey, man, you know what they say about a lot of stuff you do just once. I did it just once, and that makes me a... Yes.
How would you know that, Don? How many things have you done just once or twice?
That's the rules. Mm-hmm. I ain't done no clowns, that's for damn sure.
You know what they say when you stop at a rest stop, Don?
Which one?
Exactly.
Good morning, Plainfield! It's the Big Dumb
They're
Show.
So proud of that. Right?
How you go?
Hi, I go good. I like to have my see if I qualify for the party deck.
Okay. What kind of qualifications do you have?
Well, my qualifications are: if I don't get a go, I'm gonna kick Don Stuck's ass. I'm gonna smash his banjo, choke his rally chicken. I'm gonna tell all the truck drivers to Stevie Handel's coke wine and kiss my ass.
Let him go if he's gonna smash that banjo. Please let him go.
Don't you dare threaten my chicken.
Roger that, kumquat.
Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show on a Kiss My Ass Friday.
Oh, it just brings a smile to my face, doesn't it?
Gonzo's me. It's Don Stuck. Nicole's on the news desk. And here's our phone number so you can participate. You can be partly to blame. That's basically what it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Passing the bus.
Sure. It wasn't me.
And I'll get you. That other guy on the phone.
I never took steroids intentionally.
Yeah.
They just flew into me somehow.
I gobbled them up. I was yawning.
Right.
I looked up and...
I thought I was playing Pac-Man.
Uh-huh.
But apparently,
yeah.
I was gobbling mountains of steroids.
You look like you've been taking steroids.
Oh, yeah. I'm buffing up, huh?
Bulked up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
317-239-X103. Airtime free, pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
Hey, Big and Dumb and Nicole. How you go?
I go good. How do you go?
Oh, just fine. Hey, did that last caller say that he was going to smash the banjo and choke Don's chicken?
You know... At a review of that, I believe that he did.
Oh, my God. Keep him off that deck.
He's a road buddy. We don't want him on a deck.
He'll be out the truck stop for you, Don.
Yeah. Good morning, Plainfield.
This guy's at every truck stop. Every single one.
Big Dumb Show, how you go?
Hey, GPS dude with a final thought. Oh. I think I'd like to tell that George W. Bush he can kiss my ass, too.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty lengthy line for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't think that's any sort of terrorism or my government. They already know where I'm at, so let them come find me.
We got a few Big Dumb Show listeners who are sitting over there in Afghanistan saying, what the hell are we doing here? Big Dumb Show, how you go?
I go on a soft tail.
Hey, is this Mini Biker?
Yes, it is.
What are you doing?
Oh, I got here at work. My boss had this stray dog that come in.
Yeah.
So he left it in the shop all night, all right?
Uh-oh.
Then he takes off today. So I have to clean up after this dog.
You're cleaning poop?
So what I did,
what do you...
really kiss my ass, because I cleaned it up, put it in his trash can, and put it in his office.
Nice one.
That's pretty good.
Check this out.
Well, it doesn't look like they're going to do another spacewalk to fix the thermal blanket on Discovery. They are slated to send it back to Earth before dawn on Monday. So.
Oh, really? So they're getting ready to pack up? And
yeah, it's kind of the lesser of two evils.
Right.
It's riskier to go out there and fix it right by the cockpit window.
Sure.
Which I'm sure is probably the weakest link in all the material in that chain of Discovery.
Yeah,
so.
that's the part you want to have trouble with, the window.
What's that flap, man? Is the seatbelt hanging out of the door? You hear that?
What is that? Remember when cars used to have that little triangular vent window that you could kind of open?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if it was open just a little bit, it would start whistling. Hey, what's that?
What is that?
Oh, it's the vent window.
You hear that?
Boom!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those were great you always get your fingers caught in those when you shut them, too, because they had that snapping mechanism.
Churning thing, yeah.
I don't think the Discovery has one of those.
They don't? How do you flick your cigarette butt out the window?
Mm-hmm. Guy smoking in a cockpit.
You know, in that pure oxygen environment, it's probably not such a good idea to be smoking.
You think? Well, yeah. They're probably getting ready to pack up, because you got to remember, when you get ready to go, you got to get your toothbrush out of the space station. You don't want to leave your toothbrush at the space station and everything. Right. But, yeah, they say everything's going to be cool with this thing.
No problems with the air loads underneath. That's strong enough to take all the air loads. And no concerns about the immediate area hitting the white tiles or the window above.
Yeah, the thing
above.
Is it's probably going to blow up.
If you're stuck out in space and got a part to replace, get in the zone. Shuttle Zone!
This week at the Shuttle Zone, we've got everything you need to fix anything from your Hubble telescope to your X-Wing fighter.
Hey.
Get O-rings, heat shields, fuel tanks, and pay-as-you-go transponders for half price this week only. Need thermal tiles? We've got more tiles than a game of Scrabble. Kitchen tile, bathroom tile, and imported Mexican ceramic tile.
Nice.
Nearly guaranteed not to come loose during re-entry. Come to the Shuttle Zone and pick up cool neon blue running board lights and tricked out chrome spinner O-ring rims that will definitely pimp your glide.
See, we can only play that before the thing blows up. Then it won't be funny anymore. See?
No.
Yeah.
Get it in while you can, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy it now.
Yeah. Dukes of Hazzard opens today, I believe. Theaters.
Uh-huh.
So, Jessica Simpson, Sean William Scott, Johnny Knoxville.
Sure.
Boss Hogg, I think, is played by Burt Reynolds.
That'd be Burt Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Being played by...
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Right.
And, Linda Carter's in there, Wonder Woman.
She's in Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
She is?
I know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I don't know what part she plays, but I saw a trailer for it, and she was flirts with Willie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She got a rebel flag on her invisible plane.
I don't know that, Don. It's invisible. I wouldn't be able to see it.
You can see the flag, though.
Sean William Scott is...
American Pie.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He was also in Dude, Where's My Car with Ashton Kutcher.
Sure. I guess things were, working with Johnny Knoxville, I imagine, is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah. Every day, you'd have, the right testicle out, left one out. I'd be in the middle of preparing for, a big
car at all.
No. Right before I hear action. No. He's like, hey, Sean, look over here. I'm like, dude, seriously, why? I'm trying to focus here.
Yeah, buddy, you're looking.
Unfortunately, it's all true. I can't help myself. My pants just, fall down all the time. I think my zipper weighs, 200 pounds. It just keeps coming down.
Man. Oh, well.
the movies you've been in and everything, they're kind of one long hazing.
Yeah, kind of.
Kicking each other in the groin and shooting firecrackers out of people's butts. Mm-hmm. And
Well, in honor of the release today of the Dukes of Hazzard motion picture, we do have producer Lenny with his take on the Dukes of Hazzard theme song.
Just the good old boys. Burt Reynolds is Boss Hogg.
Right.
He was in Smokey and the Bandit. Here comes Jessica Simpson. Daisy Duke is now a blonde. Bo is played by Stifler.
Right.
Luke is Johnny Knoxville. Someday the mountain might get him, but the mountain never will.
Okay, thanks, Lenny. That's some of your finest work since the plane crash song. That was very good. This is the Big Dumb Show.
Dumb's okay. Big Dumb Show.
All right, this is the Big Dumb Show, everybody. How you go?
Hey, Mary, I've been thinking about that Pamela Lee thing.
Yeah, she really should be with Tommy Lee. It's just...
I'm not really buying the whole daddy story. I think it's that whiskey stick that she's getting hurt.
That's what the problem was? It wasn't that her dad was an alcoholic. I don't know, man. It seems like it would take more alcohol than the planet has to knock that thing down.
Yeah.
You have a point.
I mean, that's a California redwood right there. Hey, Pearl Jam right there reminds me, here at X103, there's one thing where we're all about the alternative rock and the Pearl Jam, but we also want to make sure that you're educated.
Yeah.
And that's why we bring you this wonderful moment from Pearl Jam.
Eddie Vedder sings the vowels. Hey, I owe you sometimes why. Oh, hey, I owe you.
Chuck Eddy,
friend of the show. With Eddie Vedder singing the vowel. This is the Big Dumb Show, everybody. Thank you for your continued half-ass support. How you go?
I go disturbed and trying to get on that party deck.
Yeah?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Tell me about your qualifications.
Well, let's see. Besides being a 21-year veteran of going to NASCAR races myself, I've also went to just about every party there is at every NASCAR track on the East Coast.
Really? So you go to all these races?
Yes.
So you probably have a wide assortment of signs that say, show us your boobs.
Oh, I have some you wouldn't believe.
From around the world.
Yeah, that's right. Boobs from around the world.
Like a shotgun collection.
Johnson Craig in the zone. Show.
Big Dumb Show, everybody. Let's review. Here's how it works. You listen and then you call it up. 317-239-X103. Airtime free pound 1033 on the singular wireless. How you go?
Hey, how you go?
Pretty good, man. What's up?
Hey, I want to get on that party deck. I've got great credentials.
Really? Like what?
I've been arrested out at the track at least 5 times for public intoxication.
Well, that's a good start.
That's good stuff.
Uh-huh. And on top of this, I've been arrested at the horse track in Shelbyville for public intoxication. That one's still going on.
Wow. Still dealing with that one?
I'm a real good drunk.
Man. She's like in the union. Oh, my God. I think I just wet myself with excitement.
Well, you should have. It's Friday, and kiss my ass, and NASCAR.
Thanks for being here. It is the Big Dumb Show. Good morning. How you go?
Oh, man, I go with a crap.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, man, I've had like a song stuck in my head for about the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I want to shoot you in the ass with a BB. Someone leaking that kind of crap and not play the whole thing.
It kind of goes along with the whole Kiss My Ass Friday thing, doesn't it?
I shoot you in the ass with the BB gun.
Cousin on the Big Dumb Show, everybody.
Gonzo Greg on the Big Dumb Show.
Hey, it's a Big Dumb Show, everybody, and I Kiss My Ass Friday. Oh, life is sweet. All we need is some liquor.
We got that.
Tequila. This is the Big Dumb Show. Good morning. How you go?
Hey, what's up with this party deck? Can you actually see the race from it?
Yeah.
Dude, they're running over you over there.
Inside of turn four. It's amazing.
That's awesome. How do you get tickets to it?
You have to be qualified.
What about a big boob blonde girlfriend?
Well, that helps.
Yeah, who's like she going to bring?
If she comes with her sister.
Actually, she doesn't have a sister. I'll go get her to bring.
All right, then.
There you go. We'll catch you later.
And now, Big Dumb News.
Political commentator Robert Novak, same guy that's involved with the Karl Rove CIA operative scandal.
Mm-hmm.
He does a show with James Carville. James Carville is on the Democratic side, and
right.
Novak is on the Republican side.
This is one of these arguing shows. It's
like Crossfire.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, Jane, you ignorant slut.
Exactly.
Except it's these two old, creepy-looking guys.
Yeah.
Well,
they've never been the same since Pat Buchanan left.
Yeah. One of them has a sense of humor, and one of them doesn't. Uh-huh. Can you guess which one?
Jeez, maybe the one that stormed off the show?
Had
a meltdown on CNN?
That might be the one.
Let's go to the clip.
Let me finish what I'm going to say, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but you have to see.
He's got a show he's right with us, and he's got a backbone. You know, I tried to walk in there, let a tour page is watching you, show him you're tough.
Well, I think that's bull.
What
do you think, though, seriously, about this Senate race, James,
that's
him standing up and walking
out.
Hey, he's storming off the set.
Yes, he walked off the set.
Wow.
And because of the incident and the cussing,
uh-huh.
He's been suspended from CNN indefinitely.
A dillweed.
No kidding, man. You know, ever see his hair? He's got crusty clown hair. It sticks out. He's bald on top. It sticks straight out. That's why he's upset.
That's it. He's probably one of Karl Rove's lovers, man. That's the thing. That's the thing. Karl Rove, and this is the thing people don't understand. You know, Karl Rove, he's very close to the president. He has a security clearance. He's probably the source of this leak of a identity of a CIA operative.
Right.
I mean, so why is he still? He still has his job.
Oh, yeah.
He's still there. It's because he's in love with George Bush.
He's his manservant.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I just call it like I see it.
Hey.
Walks like a duck.
Wasn't he fired in the Reagan administration?
It
was either the Reagan administration or the older Bush administration.
Yeah, I think so. I think Reagan fired him. I'm not sure, but I mean, man, if you can't keep your job with a guy who doesn't even know he's at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like jelly beans.
Knock my Lincoln logs over. You're fired.
Get out of here, Carl.
Okay, be nice to Ronnie.
I like Ronnie.
I know. Okay, that makes two of us.
Uh-huh.
Somebody over there does not like him.
What's the matter, Gonzo? You don't like the Ron man?
The trickle-down?
Yeah, the trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
You can feel that trickle-down when you're homeless and living in your car.
I was trickling down sleeping at a bus stop in Los Angeles during the Reagan administration.
We're not paying for any more of these mental hospitals.
No.
Get these people out of here. Get these people away from me.
Two of the Michael Jackson jurors who found him innocent are planning on writing books.
What?
And in the books, they claim that he was guilty.
Of course they do. In their book, they say he was guilty.
Right.
However, when they're on the jury,
it counted.
When it makes a difference.
Yeah.
What the hell?
One of them's going to be called Guilty as Sin, Free as a Bird, and the other one is called The Deliberator.
Well, so why didn't they?
Well, I can only think, one, they wanted to get out of there real quick, and, or two, they're saying this to sell the books.
We got to get out of here and get this book done.
Yeah. I got a guy ready to release my book. And
I can't be here arguing in a jury for months at a time. I got a book to write.
Yeah, well, if you're that mad at them, the one was Eleanor Cook, and the other one is Ray Holtman.
All right.
So
you'll
find those people.
I can't wait for their book signing to go to. Hey, hi.
Will you sign my copy of your?
And by the way, do you have a son?
Can you get this book over in Molester Boys' Stand? That's where I'm living now.
Sign my copy of Plumper's Magazine.
You guys are creeping me out. There's a possibility that Jenna Jameson might work with Mike Tyson.
What?
Yes, in a porno.
No.
Wow.
I'm so effing in you.
It's kind of, he sounds kind of like Michael Jackson.
I'm Mike Tyson.
What was his?
I'm gonna F you like an animal.
That was his catchphrase there.
Yeah.
If Jenna does indeed plan on breaking Mike in.
What? Jenna doesn't. She doesn't do dudes anymore.
He's gonna need to use a lot of elasticity, apparently.
Is he apparently huge?
According to court documentation from Tyson's rape trial, his his doodad is, I have an exact measurement.
Wow. You know what?
14 inches.
Are you kidding me?
And that is not.
That's on the record, Your Honor.
I don't know.
If it was 14
it's
inches,
on the record.
That snake would have got out by now. There's no
record.
Way Mike Tyson's packing that much, or somebody would have heard about it by now.
I don't know, man.
Can you imagine him not talking about that after all these years?
How big was Tommy?
Tommy?
I'm sorry to have to ask you.
Nine or something.
No, I didn't measure it.
14. No.
And it's certainly
not. You've seen the video.
Well, it's in the video, but it's not like, that's not in public record. That's a court document.
Yeah.
That's like notarized. Somebody has sat there, a stenographer, typed 14 inches into the court record.
Wow.
I mean, how bad it would... Certainly, it would suck to be involved in any sort of legal proceeding where your genitalia...
It's interesting to use the word term suck with this conversation.
Well, sure. But there it is, in the court record. I mean, that's got to be accurate, right? Your Honor?
Right.
Your Honor.
Absolutely right, Your
Judge
Honor.
Judge Ito, Your Honor.
Somebody had to have measured it. I guess they needed it for the trial for some reason.
So, So now Jenna, is she producing or is she acting in this proposed project? Do we know?
She's gotta be acting, gotta be, gotta be acting.
Reps for Jenna Jameson actually approached him.
Really?
And he needs the money up front before he can decide.
No, I know this was rumored a while ago, but it looks like it's going to happen. I mean, I don't know.
Will you nibble on my ear, Mike? Yeah, I'll nibble on you.
Hi, you old Amanda. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if that doesn't work out, I'm sure he has a long, fruitful future with blacksonblondes.com.
Ooh. If he's packing that much, he's got it made. He should have went straight to porno
anyway.
Yeah, he
should have messed around with that whole boxing.
I get punched all the time. He has sex with white girls. Hey, Mike, save some white girls for us, buddy.
It's the Big Dumb Show.
Here to go,
oh,
wow.
The Big Dumb Show. Indy's number one morning alternative, The Big Dumb Show. Hello, hi. Gonzo Greg, Don Stuck, Nicole from the Three Court Orchestra. They're on the news desk, and you can join us by dialing 317-239-X103. Airtime free, it's #1033 on the Singular Wireless. So we're talking about this thing with, it looks like it's going to happen, Jenna Jameson and Mike Tyson and an adult film. Is Jenna...
And 14 inches?
Yeah, Jenna...
She doesn't do guys, usually?
No, she's usually known for her girl-on-girl work.
Well, yeah, but she did start to do guys, and then she got married, so she went back to just doing girls and her husband.
I was going to say, man, he's going to blast her apart if she hasn't been with any guys.
It loses the training wheels, Jenna.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, there are devices that can keep that part in shape.
Shape, yes. Well, exercised. Yeah. Is she still, she's not on contract with Vivid anymore, is she?
I think she opened up her own company.
She's got her own company
now,
right?
She's now recruiting new porn stars.
Company.
Big Dumb Show, how you go?
I go plumbing.
You're plumbing. It's plumber guy. What's up?
14 inches.
That's what they say.
Man, I use a tape measure every day.
You see 14 inches regular,
now,
huh?
If somebody asks me to cut them a 14-inch piece of pipe, that's going to be stuck in my head. There's no way Tyson's packing 14.
No, I don't think so either.
Oh, where's it going to be stuck, sir?
Hacking. Hacking? You will not be packing anywhere, sir.
This is the Big Dumb Show, 317-239-X103, airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
Hey, Nicole, the clown thing, pretty weird.
Why are we back to this?
Well, because it's pretty weird. I mean, you know?
Clowns freak me out, but you know the good thing about that? You would never have to go to an adult novelty store. He'd just whip out one of his balloons.
Gonzo Craig and the Big Dumb Show.
Hey, me, Gonzo, him, Don, her, Nicole, Big Dumb Show.
Oh, God.
317-239-X103, airtime free, #1033 on the Singular Wireless. Hey, how you go?
Hey, I go with the surveillance guy.
Hey, it's Mrs. Surveillance.
All right.
Hi, guys.
What are you doing?
I asked this morning.
Oh, well, gladly.
Oh, well, thank you.
We haven't heard from you in a while. How are your boobs doing?
They're doing lovely.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had to tell you, Gonzo, tonight.
Yes.
You have to wear the shirt you're wearing right now. And I will wear my necklace.
Are you looking at me?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Why, you got a matching necklace for his shirt? What do you mean?
No, he likes my necklace that I wore the last time at Pepsi.
Oh, that's right. I've got a different kind of necklace for you.
I want to give it to all the girls.
Some more Chicago guys. The new Dunkin' Imperials with String of Pearls. on the Big Dumb Show.
And now, News 3. Check this out.
Al-Qaeda's second in command, Al-Zawahiri. I guess that's how you say his name.
That's good.
Al-Zakari. I think it's Al-Zakari.
But there's a W in it.
W.
Speaking of W.
Hey, W.
He's the
Muslim version of W. Both extremists on opposite ends of the thing.
Uh-huh. One's got a nice tie.
Right, one's got a turban thing on his head.
You're not saying that our president is a terrorist now?
No.
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 Some say he is. They don't live around here.
When you start talking tyranny, it takes one to know one. That's all I'm saying.
The vacationing President Bush had something to say about that.
Why are you messing up my vacation? I'm trying to be on vacation.
I got to do a press conference.
The Iraqis want to live in a free society. Zawahiri doesn't want them to live in a free society. And that's the clash of ideologies. Freedom versus tyranny.
No, don't try and pick up the pronunciation from that guy. That would be a bad idea.
Before I get to the movies opening up, I just have to let you in on something, Don.
Yes.
You miss Lindsay Lohan's breasts, don't you?
Yeah, the whole thing, skin. Everything. Her arms are small, and she's just weird looking now.
Well, she misses them, too.
Yeah.
Oh. She's been quoted as saying, as I'm working out with a trainer, eating healthy, I want my boobs back.
Yay!
Eating healthy's not going to get them back.
No, that doesn't get boobs back.
She needs spaghetti.
She needs pizza.
Yep.
She needs a Crave case.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, stanky butt.
Big old butt. Big old boobs.
Speaking of big old
you know what? That could
things.
Be a great new thing. It could be like a boob burger, you know? If you're like if you're recovering anorexic or bulimic or whatever,
yeah.
You know, boob burgers. It could be packed with, you know, minerals and vitamins that, you know,
help breasts grow strong.
It builds big breast 8 ways.
Yeah.
Speaking of boobs.
Drink some more beer, Lindsay.
Jessica Simpson is making her movie debut this weekend. In fact, I think it opens today.
Comes out
Dukes
today.
Of Hazzard.
Are you
going
to go see it, Don?
Not this weekend, but probably will. Probably check it out, yeah.
Yeah, they say that basically it's all about the car. And her.
It's all about the Burt Reynolds.
Her and the... Oh, dude, you are so gay.
What are you talking about?
You're totally gay.
Burt Reynolds is another fast car movie now.
Stacey Dukes, come on.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's all right.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
It's Stacey Dukes.
She's not Daisy Duke. It's Jessica. It's okay.
You're pathetic.
You put Burt Reynolds in those little shorty shorts.
Oh, God. Okay, John, you are gay.
We'll take care of that.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? Those two are going to get themselves in trouble, end up in jail, and I'm going to have to shake my honey at someone to get them out.
That's why we love you.
Yeah, we're gone.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty much what we remember. But...
Hell, boys, this is worse than the time you sunk it in the Tipton Swamp.
Mostly cosmetic damage, right, Cooter?
Mostly. Hey, man, ready for the race on Saturday, right, Cooter?
Uh-huh.
Race? Come on, Bo. I mean, the general doesn't race. The general, he races the competition.
Oh, God.
Just a good old boy.
Here we go.
Producer Lenny, everybody.
Burt Reynolds is boss hog.
Yeah. Sing it!
He was in Smokey and the Bandit. Here comes Jessica Simpson. Daisy Duke is now a blonde.
Hey, I'm talking.
Bo is played by Stifler. Luke is Johnny Knoxville.
Right.
Someday the mountain might get him, but the mountain never will.
Hey, back to bed, Lenny. a little tired.
There we go.
That's some good banjo picking right there. Your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you ever play that on your damn banjo?
I do all the time, just not in here.
Oh, wow.
When I'm at home,
you can't play this.
Oh, I'm sure you know
that. Is this the background music so you can sing this?
Yeah, it's the instrumental track. You can do your own Dukes of Hazzard theme song.
Okay.
So, hit it, Don.
Here we go. He's in Smokey and a Bandit, Cannonball. And he was the voice of one of the dogs, and all dogs go to heaven. He's in Stroker Ace.
And the Dumb Show.
The Dumb Show.
On the web at BigDumbShow.com.
All right, 317-239-X103. Airtime free, pound of 1033. A reminder, we're still qualifying. Trying to find out who's got what it takes to be with us on the Miller Lite Party Deck tomorrow.
Yep.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Yeah, it's qualification day. The three-chord orchestra, the band that christened the Miller Lite Party Deck. Miller Lite Party Deck located inside Turn 4. And so you can't half-ass it when you party in Turn 4.
Can't have any dorks out there.
No, this is Turn 4 at IMS.
Wasn't this the snake pit at one time?
One time,
yeah.
Generally referred to as the snake pit.
It's hallowed ground.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It truly is.
Yep.
And with the brickyard... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a water.
No.
Now, we were there for the 500,
yeah,
and I see this very nefarious look on your face. What's the difference between...
Oh, between the 500 and
in the snake pit.
In the brickyard? Well, you know, fans of NASCAR...
it's different.
They may be kicking it up a notch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just some good old boys.
Oh, right.
Look at that girl on that stage singing, boy. I'm going to show her my breast.
So maybe I'll wear a pair of sweats on stage.
Yes. Some bag on your head.
Pink fuzzy bunny slippers. It'll be great.
Nope, that won't help. Oh, look at his lipper.
Slow him down a bit. 317-239-X103, pound, 1033 is airtime free on the Singular Wireless if you have what it takes to be with us on the Miller Lite Party.
The Big Dumb Show.
Hey,
wait a
minute. Big Dumb Show. Hey, thanks for being with us on the program. Continued half-ass support. You've made us Indy's number one morning alternative. My name's Gonzo. Don Stuck's right over there. Cole's on the news desk. This being a Friday, a Kiss My Ass Friday and all. Apart from the sheer joy of Kiss My Ass Friday,
oh, yeah,
it also means we get to play Don Stuck's Hillbilly Hits.
There it is.
That's the sound we're looking
That's
for.
That's what I was looking for.
Would that be the R chord?
Yeah.
Kind of would be, yeah. We've got a prize package to give away here if you can identify the X-103 style song that Don is attempting to play on his banjo.
A tune.
It's a great package we have for you. We've got a Sears Craftsman track pack, which includes a couple tickets to the Power Stroke Diesel 200. There's a bunch of other stuff in there, too. The joy is in the playing of the game.
Not the banjo.
No. No, in fact, we try to get this over as quickly as possible. Now, Don, if you could, go ahead and play one of our favorite X-103 tunes on your banjo there, and we'll see if anybody can figure it out. Go ahead. Time free, pound 1033 on the Singular Wireless. Call now, win big. This is the Big Dumb Show.
The Big Dumb Show.
Don't forget to join us Saturday night, 8 p.m. We're going to hack into the signal over at UPN Indiana, which, by the way, is going to be changing to WNDY UPN. Same thing, though, and they still have no idea what we're doing. Since the Brickyard is on Sunday, we're going to be doing a little bit of Tom Cruise in Days of Thunder, which is the movie where the freakish banging of Nicole Kidman began.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, it's kind of like a historical document, this
Isn't
film.
That rough? That's rough.
Yeah.
God. Just is not right.
Yeah, Days of Thunder, Saturday night, 8 on, it's 23 on TV and usually on your cable. It's
I think he drives in the mellow yellow car.
Is it the mellow yellow car? Once again,
yeah.
Very manly.
Don't even know.
All right, let's play the game and get out of here. Big Dumb Show, good morning. How you go?
Good, how you go?
I go pretty good. What's your name there, citizen?
This is Scott.
All right, Scott! Where are you calling from?
Right now, I'm on West 86th Street.
Good place for you. Right.
Stay over there.
All right, here, listen. What is Don playing on the banjo?
Does that Offspring Come Out and Play?
Yes! You are a banjo genius. Man, you're not driving around that General Lee, are you?
Not right now.
Congratulations, you are a big winner here on the Big Dumb Show.
Big Dumb Show.